Mr. President, I rise in support of Senate Bill 225, a critical improvement to healthcare efficiencies and patient outcomes. Senate Bill 225 would reform and streamline the prior authorization process between insurers and providers in order for patients to obtain a procedure or service. Prior authorization refers to the process that healthcare providers must take to obtain advanced approval from an insurance provider before a specific procedure, service, or treatment is delivered to the patient to qualify for coverage. The process can often be slow and tedious for all parties involved. We all have a prior authorization story, whether it's personally, from a friend, a family member, or from our constituents who are frustrated with the status quo. By modernizing the process through Senate Bill 225, we can improve patient outcomes and improve efficiencies and the collaboration between healthcare providers and insurers. This legislation will require greater transparency from insurers by requiring them to post their clinical review criteria on their website and requires them to establish a portal by which providers can easily submit prior authorization requests. The legislation also updates step therapy and prior authorization processes so that they are similar. And this bill cuts through the existing lengthy delays that frustrate so many patients when prior authorization requests between healthcare providers and insurers go through a review process. This bill standardizes that process to ensure that patients get healthcare services approved by their insurer in a timely fashion. Mr. President, we have worked on this legislation for over a year and a half. We have engaged all interested stakeholders, from the 71-member patient-provider coalition to the insurer community, to the governor's office, and the insurance department, since before last June. All groups have been at the table and worked diligently to come up with this language to drastically improve healthcare throughout our Commonwealth. It was no easy task. But my friends and colleagues, the good senator from Lebanon County and the good senator from Indiana County, tasked me at a banking and insurance committee meeting to work through this process to weigh all sides. I want to thank them for their challenge and believe we have delivered. I also want to give credit to the staff behind the scenes. Thank my legislative director, Chloe Mandera, the executive director of the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, Jonathan Humma, and deputy counsel to the majority leader, Carlton Logue, for their tedious and sometimes grueling work over this past year on this measure. I respectfully ask my colleagues to cast an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 225. Thank you, Mr. President.